I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. At least 36 people are dead after incessant rains battered Sri Lanka. More are missing. Asian Access's Adrian DeVisser.
It continued to rain for about 3 days. And so we kept hearing of, you know, mudslides and entire villages being, you know, buried in the mudslide.
Sri Lanka's army, police, and navy are conducting search and rescue operations.
And as a church, we are responding by providing food, water, and people just escaped with what was on their body. So we are trying to gather as much help as we can to provide immediate relief for people.
It sounds weird to ask it, but would you pray that God would use this disaster for good in the lives of Sri Lankans, and that as the church moves, the gospel would be heard? Jumping continents, summer camp is a fun opportunity for kids to make new friends. But in other parts of the world, it changes lives. In Ghana, Islam and animism are dominant religions, and many haven't even heard about Jesus. That's why an indigenous missionary supported by Christian Aid Mission is hosting a camp this summer where kids will receive healthy meals and hear the gospel. Christian Aid Mission's Amy Cotton said last year, more than 400 kids attended the camp and 268 gave their lives to Christ. She says they hope to have an even bigger turnout this year.
This summer, the team is hoping to bring even more children. They're looking at bringing around 500 for this week-long camp. It's an evangelistic camp, but they need help to go.
And that's where you come in. For $30, you can cover the entire camp cost for one kid. Our website will get you started. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.